A job to do. A huge choice. If you have ever been asked, "What do you want to do when you grow up?" you might already have thought of a list of ideal jobs. You may think that the right jobs for you would be exciting, adventurous, or even a little dangerous. They could be jobs you know something about because you've met people who do them. Maybe your list includes jobs that would use your own skills and talents. If you had lived in ancient Greece, as a man, you could have been a warrior fighting in battles, someone teaching people how to speak in public, or even a peasant watching over his sheep and goats. As a woman, you would have worked at home, taking care of the house and the children. You might also have worked with the animal's wool to make clothes, or crushed grains to make flour for cooking. Today, if your list included any of those jobs, they would be very different because of modern technology. Working as a soldier, a teacher, or a farmer in the world today means using modern tools. Today, there are thousands of jobs you can choose from, many you've probably never heard of. They may need special skills, be hard or dangerous to do, or they may be jobs that not many people would want to do. The choices of jobs today are very different from ancient days. Unconventional jobs with animals. An ant catcher and an ant farmer. Ants, those tiny insects that often appear from nowhere, marching without invitation across your kitchen, can sometimes get into a house in the millions and are very difficult to get rid of. If this happens, a homeowner can call someone to deal with the problem. However, there are two other jobs involving ants. An ant catcher catches ants for ant farms, and an ant farmer raises ants for ant farms. Ant farms are either kept in glass containers or enclosed between two pieces of plastic. People who buy them want to study the behavior of these small creatures. Ants living in an ant farm can live up to 6 months. This means that there is always a need to replace those that die with live ones. Providing ants for ant farms is the job of the ant catcher or the ant farmer. To get ants, ant catchers look near old tree trunks or streams. Sometimes they find families of ants when they come out in springtime. A catcher must carefully dig them out. The ant farmer raises ants in a special environment. The ants are usually bred in sand, but sometimes soil or a special jelly is used. The ants are put into a plastic container, which is closed tightly before they are moved. These ants have made a journey from Trinidad to California, collecting ants by sucking them up through tubes. Catchers place the ants in ant farms where they can be studied and more ants are produced. A pet acupuncturist. Acupuncture is an ancient Chinese method of healing that has been used for thousands of years. It is based on the belief that energy, or qi, flows around the body, keeping it healthy. Sometimes, however, this energy can get blocked, causing pain and even disease. Acupuncturists put thin needles through the skin at special places to help the body to heal itself. Most acupuncturists use this method to treat people, but there are also pet acupuncturists who treat animals in this way. According to traditional Chinese medicine, energy moves around in healthy animals along special lines. These lines go from organs to muscles and joints. Acupuncture points are on these lines. The acupuncturist can help the flow of energy in sick animals by putting in very thin, clean needles at these points. Acupuncturists use shorter needles in places where there is more bone, such as the face. A person needs to be specially trained to do animal acupuncture. If the person is not a special animal doctor, they must be supervised by one as they treat the animals. Acupuncturists have helped dogs, cats, rabbits, birds, horses, even lizards. Needles are in for 5 to 10 minutes, and the animal does not usually feel any pain or discomfort. Sometimes the staff need to help keep the animals still and quiet. The needle is put in exactly the right place. An animal behaviorist. An animal behaviorist specializes in understanding the behavior of animals and treating their behavior problems. Animal behaviorists might work at a zoo, where they closely watch how an animal acts. Most animal behaviorists are trained to carefully observe zoo animals' diets, how they behave with other animals of their species, and how they react in different situations. This information helps them make the zoo environment as comfortable as possible for the animals, so that they are not worried. Some animal behaviorists study animals in the wild. This work can be difficult and even dangerous. However, it is very important for helping endangered species. The work doesn't end there, though. Animals in the home might also need an animal behaviorist. Sometimes a dog will bark a lot or act in a scary way, and it may need help to change its behavior. An animal behaviorist would try to understand why the dog is behaving this way, and then provide the owner with ideas to train it. Working as an animal behaviorist means knowing a lot about many different animals. Working with just dogs would require a good understanding of the behavior of lots of different types of dog. Also, when working with animals in the home, the behaviorist needs to know something about human behavior. Animal behaviorists observe animal behavior in homes, zoos, and in the wild. Animal behaviorist Jane Goodall observing a chimpanzee in Tanzania. A horse dentist. People aren't the only ones who need dentists. Sometimes horses do too. Teeth problems can affect a horse's health and behavior. Usually, a special animal doctor can take care of a horse's health, but sometimes a horse might need a little more help. A horse starts out with baby teeth, just like people do. By the time a horse is about 5, it will have all of its permanent teeth, usually between 40 to 42. Unlike people, though, a horse's permanent teeth carry on growing. Out in the wild, horses ate rough grasses that helped wear down the teeth, so this didn't become a problem. Horses today have different foods, and sometimes their teeth have problems because of this. If a horse chews food on one side of the mouth rather than the other, its teeth can get out of balance, and can even form painful sharp points. Any of these things can mean real danger for a horse. By treating these kinds of problems in a horse's mouth, the horse dentist can help the horse stay healthy. Most animal doctors can help fix the sharp points on teeth, but if a tooth is broken or infected, it will be time to get a horse dentist. Sometimes older horses can have teeth problems that need help. This metal plate helps keep the horse's mouth open for the dentist. A bird of prey doctor. Imagine a huge bird, an eagle, flying down at you from high in the sky. If you were a bird of prey doctor, then this might be something that happens every day. This animal doctor works with eagles, owls, and other birds of prey that have been hurt in some way. Often, the feathers of the eagle have been affected with oil or other substances. Sometimes, one of the eagle's wings or claws may have been broken after getting caught in something. There are special places that look after injured eagles and other birds of prey. Special staff are helped by volunteers to look after the wild birds. They need to care for the birds so that they can go back to living in the wild. This means that the people cannot get too friendly with the birds so that birds do not lose their fear of them. In Alaska, there is a place where the birds can safely learn to fly again before being returned to their home. This place is very large and is like the bird's home in the wild. Staff go into the area only once a day to clean or give food, and they are careful not to disturb these amazing creatures. Working with an owl in Alaska. A baby owl with no parents is given some food. Adventure, excitement, danger. A rope access technician. Some people have jobs that are adventurous or dangerous. These people take risks and enjoy the challenges that come with their jobs. Rope access technicians are people who climb up high places using ropes. They go to places that are very hard to get to. The ropes are made of a high-quality material and are very strong. Rope access technicians work on large building sites, towers, statues, and oil rigs, doing lots of tasks such as drilling steel, painting, checking and fixing structures. A rope access technician wears a harness for safety. This is usually attached to two ropes, one that lets them reach the work and one that acts as a backup to keep them safe. Some rope access technicians work on oil rigs in the sea, checking frames, painting and fixing things. The highest point of a rig can be about the height of a 14-story building. This job of a rope access technician is very challenging. A person needs to have the ability to climb and work in dangerous places. Anyone who is afraid of heights would definitely not be able to do this job. Rope access technicians check the United States Air Force Memorial in Arlington. Working on the top of Mount Rushmore. A high-rise window washer. Another unusual and adventurous job with a lot of danger is a high-rise window washer. Back in the 1900s, window washers on high-rise buildings were hung by thick leather straps attached to steel pieces on the sides of the windows. These brave workers stood on very thin edges outside the windows and could be 100 floors up, and they had to carry their cleaning tools. Today, high-rise window washing is much safer, but those who choose to do it still have a very dangerous job. The Empire State Building in New York City has about 6,500 windows and is 102 stories high, 381 meters tall to the roof, and 443 meters to the tip, and it's not even the world's tallest building. Window washers on the Empire State Building and other very tall buildings usually work from steel cages or special chairs, which hang from very strong cables, and people use a motor to control them. They are also always tied with ropes and straps, and their equipment is attached to the building's roof. Each window washer also has extra safety lines to use in an emergency. Sitting in a moving small chair or hanging from a cage at such great heights is definitely not a job for the faint-hearted. Window washers are safer in straps and cages. Window washers in Hainan, China. A human bullet. Back in the 1870s, a Canadian named William Leonard Hunt invented a machine using springs to send a human flying through the air into a safety net. This became a circus act drawing crowds of people. These days, compressed air or a long elastic cord is used. The person stands inside the cannon, which is like the long barrel of a gun. Air is pumped into the space under the person. When the air pressure gets high enough, the cannon fires. The human bullet flies through the air at a tremendous speed. The person's body must stay straight until near the end when they flip over and land on a net or an airbag. Before the flight, measurements must be taken of the cannon and the weight of the person. Then some test flights are done using a lifelike model. But even then, sometimes the person misses the safety net. Usually, a person for this job must be light in weight, fit, and able to move quickly. Most flights last for only about 2 seconds. A woman is shot from a cannon in the 1920s. A smoke jumper. Smoke jumpers are firefighters, trained to fight fires in places that fire engines can't reach. They travel by small plane and, using a parachute, jump into remote wild areas to fight fires. When smoke jumpers fly into a problem area, a spotter joins them on the plane, providing information about the weather and what the fire is doing. Smoke jumpers have to respond quickly, and they try to have someone dropped into an area while a fire is still small. When they jump from the plane, smoke jumpers are usually wearing thick clothing to avoid injury from the trees and bushes in the area. Once down, they often have to hike to the fire. Their food, water, and firefighting tools are dropped near the fire source. Sometimes the smoke jumpers have to carry all these things with them, as well as their backpacks, which have supplies to keep them alive if they get into trouble. Their first job may be to build a fire line to stop the fire spreading. Water is dropped to them as they need, and they may help construct places for larger equipment, such as helicopters, to enter the area. Smoke jumpers must be highly trained, very experienced, and extremely fit. Their job is very dangerous. A forest fire in Spain burns dangerously close to houses. Trainee smoke jumpers practice jumping, landing, and preparing fire equipment. Into the waste matter. There are quite a few jobs that are very smelly. One of these jobs is done by a scientist called a manure inspector. Manure, or waste matter, is a vital part of our food production, as it is used for feeding the soil in which food plants grow. Animal farms produce millions of tons of manure every year. A manure inspector makes sure that the manure used for growing crops is not polluted by dangerous organisms that can make people sick. the inspector often has to walk through piles of knee-high manure to collect samples to test. The worst part of this job is probably the smell. It gets into the inspector's skin and can stay long after a shower. Another smelly job is unblocking the sewers, which are the underground systems where the toilets are emptied. These sewer divers, as they are called, also have the problem of the smells getting into their skin. In many old cities and towns all over the world, the waste matter flows into large tunnels and underground pipes. These often get blocked up, and in some places, the only way to clear them is for someone to dive down. Newer technology, including TV cameras and computer imaging, may slowly replace the human eye of the sewer diver in some areas. However, in countries such as India, Mexico, and the Philippines, sewer divers still do a very necessary job. Sifting through manure is a very mucky job. Clearing a blocked sewer in India. Choices. Now, when someone asks you the question, "What do you want to do when you grow up?" you may have some additions to your list. Then again, maybe not. While a challenging, dangerous, and exciting job may sound good, you may be surprised to find that other jobs can also be challenging and dangerous. The most important thing about finding the best job for you is to find one that uses your talents and skills and is one that you enjoy. When you find this kind of job, you will feel happy and satisfied. Of course, you don't need to find a job right now, but when the time comes, you'll want to be ready. For now, you can learn about the huge variety of jobs there are, and even think of ways to get as much experience and knowledge as you can. Find your talents. We all have them. And remember that all work is important and meaningful. You could be a tree feller, a line electrician, or perhaps a pilot. Index. Alaska. Animal behaviorist. Ants. Ant catcher. Ant farms. Ant farmer. Bird of prey doctor. Buddha statue. Dogs. Empire State Building. High-rise window washer. Horse dentist. Horses. Human bullet. Hunt, William Leonard. India. Manure inspector. New York City. Pet acupuncturist. Rope access technician. Sewer diver. Smoke jumpers.